Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned U.S. Ambassador Daniel Shapiro to talk about the U.S. abstention that allowed the passage of the U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement activity.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements. But we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue.
The U.S. normally vetoes such resolutions. Mr. Netanyahu told his cabinet he has no doubt the Obama administration initiated the resolution, stood behind it, coordinated the wording, and demanded its passage. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East scholar at Randolph-Macon College.
The mere act of abstaining itself is remarkable. The Israeli reaction, while predictable, is in some ways remarkable. And the fact that all this is coming in the waning days of an American presidential administration is even more remarkable.
The UN resolution comes ahead of a planned Mideast conference in Paris in January, where an international framework for peace between Israel and the Palestinians could be discussed. Suicide bomber in northern Cameroon killed himself, two other people. It happened in an attack on a market full of Christmas shoppers. Five others were wounded in the town of Mora, in an area often hit by Boko Haram jihadists based in Nigeria. Russian officials declared today a national day of mourning and said they are investigating every possible cause, including a terror attack, for the crash of a Russian military passenger plane that apparently killed all 92 people on board. The plane crashed into the Black Sea on its way to Syria. This is VOA News. Pope Francis on Sunday called for peace in the Middle East during his Christmas address. He spoke specifically of Syria, where he said the people are tormented, such as in Aleppo, where Christians expressed hope for peace after a months-long battle that forced rebels from their enclave. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, in his Christmas message, spoke about the plight of the people of Syria.
Sometimes we just look away, even from really important things. Another series of pictures of barrel bombs in or around Aleppo, more information about killing in the South Sudan, the news from Berlin this week. And we look away, especially when we want a peaceful and satisfying Christmas, unsullied by grim reality.
Also Sunday, displaced Iraqi Christians gathered to mark Christmas near Mosul, where Iraqi forces are battling the Islamic State. In Bethlehem, the birthplace of the Christian Messiah, security was tied as hundreds gathered at the Church of the Nativity and as Jews marked the festival Hanukkah. At least two people were killed as Typhoon Noctin brought heavy rains and wind to Manila today. Typhoon made landfall Sunday evening on a remote island with wind gusts up to 255 kilometers per hour. Tens of thousands of residents were evacuated from coastal regions, where forecasters warned about huge waves as well as floods and landslides. And people in Chile living by the Arauco province coastal areas were evacuated because of a powerful earthquake shaking southern Chile on Sunday. U.S. Geological Survey put the quake's magnitude at 7.6, said it struck about 1,300 kilometers south of the capital, Santiago. There were no reports of deaths, injuries, or heavy damage. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit Pearl Harbor in Hawaii with President Obama on Tuesday. The visit comes 75 years after the attack by Japan on Pearl Harbor that thrust the U.S. into World War II. And on Thursday, the U.S. and Japan held a ceremony marking the U.S.'s return of land on Okinawa to the Japanese government, the largest transfer since 1972, U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Caroline Kennedy.
Today's ceremony marks a milestone in the U.S.-Japan alliance as we return 4,000 hectares of land to the government of Japan and the people of Okinawa.
Okinawa, which had been under U.S. occupation until 1972, hosts the bulk of the 50,000 U.S. military personnel in Japan.
That's the latest world news from VOA.